to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the rosy hills, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Now he speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. Oh, his voice to me is calling. With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And the joy share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Good afternoon. It's good to have all of you gathered here today, as well as those that we welcome online, for truly we get an opportunity to again celebrate the love that God has provided for us through his blessed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We continue to take in joy, fill ourselves with that sense of joy that comes from knowing and believing in his promise now and forever. We get a chance at this place, first of all, before we do that other thing. Okay. I just want to congratulate all of you. Literally, next weekend, we officially end summer. So you have made it through a June, a July, and an August. Just wanted to lit that up for you. And because you see, at Desert Hills, no matter what happens, we celebrate. And we make. Who really do? God gives us that ability and that promise and that celebration to realize that good news that we have. A couple of announcements. You will see that the Pastor Mike is not here. So if you during one of the opening songs, if you want to leave, go right ahead. You're stuck with me, but leave your offering at the door. No, I'm kidding. No. I forget this is online. But one of the great joys, he's getting a chance. It's their anniversary as well as Kristen's birthday. And so, you know, it's always one of those things of, yes, pastors do have lives. Just a couple of announcements. Note that this Tuesday is the blood drive. It's going to be from 8:30 to 1:30. Contact the Red Cross to make sure that you've got an appointment for that, just to make it a whole lot easier to come in and out. Hunger Walk, September 9th at Quail Creek Veterans Municipal Park. The registration forms, if you want to walk or if you simply want to donate, are at the welcome table, the big table in the middle, as well as by the church office, the front desk there. Let's take that opportunity to help and support. Really good news. Pastor Sarah Gunderson, she graduated from Luther Seminary this past spring. She has been and accepted a call. She graduated and is ordained and is accepting a call to Zion Lutheran Church in Superior, unfortunately, Wisconsin. The reason why we've been part of Sarah's life is that she's received scholarship from the foundation. And so thank you again for that wonderful support and the foundation that we're able to take and support the future leaders of the church. As I said, next weekend is Labor Day weekend, which means it's also the first weekend of the month. And it's that opportunity again to be gathering food and necessities for the food bank. The bins will be in the hallways. So please clean out your pantries, take a look and see what you can donate. I already mentioned it before, but please, if this is your first time visiting, we'd invite you to stop at the welcome desk just to show you some of the things that are happening in and amongst and around this place of Desert Hills so we get to know you. Note that we have these wonderful half sheets of paper that talk about the schedule of the coming week as well as what we think I'm going to preach on the other side. And so please take one of those, put them on the fridge so that you can see what is going on this week. Let's begin and continue our service with an opening prayer. Almighty God, we thank you that you have called us, you have gathered us, you have brought us into this place. Those that are here in person, O God, and those that are watching online, we pray always that your Spirit continues to infuse our lives to that point of knowing that we absolutely belong to you. If we're by ourselves, know that you have entered into our lives as you have promised to claim us and call us as your children. God, as we gather here tonight, may our hearts always be filled with that wonder of how you care so much about us. And so, O Lord, we experience your grace, your love, your forgiveness. God, in our worship this day, fill us and fill us with the senses of joy that comes from knowing and giving your praises to all that you continue to do, walking with us through the ups and the downs of this world and of our lives. Lord, we pray all of these things because of and through your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing our opening songs.
Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Well, if you go down yonder fold and search among the sheep, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Will you find him there? So I am told, with those he loves to keep, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. If you go in the wilderness where dying ones are lost, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Will you find him there to heal and bless no matter what the cost, my brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, lead me to that rock. Yes, Lord, lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
I was sinking deeper in, far from that peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe, safe am I. Love lifted me, love. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful, loving service due to him belongs. Love lifted.
Mountains, and you've been troubled with heavy rain. If you're drinking from a fountain that never quenches your thirsty dream, then come along and walk with me. We'll find the keeper of heaven's keys. When we find him, he'll set us free. Oh, come along and walk with me. For every question and every wonder, there's an answer that satisfies. When your wisdom grows weak from hunger, that's when your soul needs the bread of life. Then come along and walk with me. We'll find the keeper of heaven's keys. When we find him, he'll set us free. Oh, come along and walk with me. Sisters and all you brothers, if we're the children of Abraham, then let us prove it by telling others about the shepherd who loves his lamb. Then come along and walk with me. He'll find the keeper of heaven's keys. When we find him, he'll set us free. Oh, come along and walk with me.
Please join in our litany spoken responsively. Welcome. What a blessing to have you here this day.
We are grateful.
Life can sometimes be very difficult.
We look around and wonder where God is.
God is with us, giving that wondrous healing love to each one.
Blessed be
God who watches over us and surrounds us with courage and love. Come, let us praise God for his abiding presence. Amen.
I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He knows me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere. Through storms of fear and doubt I sail. My eyes are blinded by a veil. I saw no beauty anywhere in anything. Then I drew near the cross where he in pain and sorrow died for me. My veil was lifted and he taught my heart to sing. I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere. I see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere.
Today's first scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, and starting with verse 13. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Bless you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, he's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. Gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. 'Cause Jesus is mine, I am forgiven. I'm holding his hand, I'm going to heaven. 'Cause I found a wonderful Savior who blesses me forever. I'm his, and thank God he is mine. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. Gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. Bright and morning star. Makes no difference what you say. I'm going on my knees and pray. Gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes. I'm gonna wait right here for Jesus till he comes.
Today's second scripture reading is a continuation of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, starting with verse 21. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This shall never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" The Gospel of the Lord.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart who's here this morning and viewing online be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. We get a chance again to see and experience what Jesus is all about, trying so desperately to help us and his disciples know who he is. It's one of those opportunities that we rarely get in the scripture. We get to actually see Jesus' emotions, his excitement, his thrill of finally getting through to his disciples. You see, and you've heard this, I mean, we just heard it. But they're hanging out, we're halfway through the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus is with the disciples and with the followers. And he finally is kind of looking to them and saying, okay, this is going to be a check. Who do people say that I am? And I want to make sure I get it correctly. Some say John the Baptist. You know, at this point, John the Baptist has been dead. Beheaded, and some are thinking that maybe it's John the Baptist reincarnated with his spirit that's going out into the world. Others say Elijah, because in the Old Testament, Elijah was to be that one that was the forerunner of the Messiah, the one who is going to get the people ready to hear that wonderful message of God's love and care for them. And then some others said, oh, just one of those other prophets that seem to show up every once in a while. And then Jesus turns that table. And he says, okay, you who have seen me, you who have experienced the miracles, the teaching, you have had a front row seat to everything that I have been doing. If anybody knows the answer to this question, you better. And so he says, who do you say that I am? And you know, as we listen to the New Testament, we get this impression that all the disciples kind of go, they look at each other kind of like at us at a meeting or something. Who's going to be the first one to speak? Well, lo and behold, you know full well it's going to be Peter. Right or wrong, it's going to be Peter. And he looks to them, and on this translation, he says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And I got a feeling, now remember, you know who I am, but can't you just see Jesus going, yeah, they get it. Finally. Finally, it's that excitement of a teacher or a parent in front of kids, and they finally say the right thing and the right answer, and you go, yes, I have done something right. And Jesus is so excited. He's so thrilled. He is so happy because lo and behold, here is the message that they know who he is. And it's so exciting. Because he wants to make sure that Peter gets the credit. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. Wow. Yay. We're all excited. Peter's the number one disciple. Everybody else is looking at him going, oh, I wish I would have said that. But he's looking and he's so excited. Oh, good, I gave the right answer. And Jesus has literally told me that the rock is going to be, that I'm going to be that rock. Oh, in order to build his church. And he's so excited. And Jesus goes on and on and on. And then Jesus, thinking that they've got it. They know what's going on. He says to them and gathers them together and says, and by the way, I'm going to have to be going to Jerusalem. And I will be killed. And I will be sacrificed. And I will be crucified. And Peter, with his newfound status, pulls Jesus to the side and says, oh Lord, no, that's not going to happen to you. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to let it happen. And we know the immortal words that Jesus says. Get behind me, Satan. You are become a stumbling block to the words and the promise and the ministry that I give. How in the world? Don't you have a sense of having whiplash? Think about Peter. He goes from the highest highs to now he's talking there comparing him to Satan. Jesus, what happened here? How does that work? And how can we possibly do that? And how come when I say that you shall not die, you pick on me? And the church has had problems with this ever since. We think about that. And we hear the words of Peter. We hear these words of the church built on the rock. And that Peter was going to be that rock. And Peter was going to take. And all of creation was going to be in Peter's hands. As truly he had that statement of faith. That you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Oh Lord. That was the joy and the celebration. To have this same Peter, suddenly, just a few verses later. We're not talking chapters here. We're talking a few verses later. This great rock that Peter is going to be, that the church is going to be built on. He's accused of being that stumbling block. That stumbling block. What happened? What happened? Over the years, I've wondered that. What caused it besides being that human tendency to get in the way of Jesus? But I come back not so much for the second passage of Scripture, but that first one. What was it that Peter said? You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Brothers and sisters, that's our rock. That's our foundation. That's what Jesus wanted to build the church on, in that knowledge of that he is that one that has come from God. He is that foundation that we continue to take and build upon and rely on and keep part of our life. That we know that everything that happens from that point, we get a chance to know that ultimately that is our foundational belief. When I talk with people, and this is unfair communication, I know, because I'm preaching and you don't get a chance to respond. But when I talked to people, I said, what is that foundational belief in your life? And some will say, the Bible. And I, depending on my mood, I will push that a little bit. And I will say, well, is there something more than just a belief in the Bible? And where I'm going to tell you where I want you to end up. No, I'm not supposed to do that. But I'll help you out. It better be something. And if it's not, that's okay too. It better be something like, I believe that Jesus loves, cares, and knows me. With that foundational belief, then we take a look at how the Bible has shown us and encouraged us and put us on the right path to live out that promise of people that are wonderfully gifted in the knowledge that God, the great God of the universe, through his Son Jesus Christ, knows me, loves me, forgives me, cares for me, died for me. With that sense of a foundation, we get a chance to be that rock for those who are struggling. We know those people in our life. We know those people that have come into our lives that have created that sense of foundation for us. That sense of belief that no matter what happens, they will always be there. Those moments of time when we're floundering, that where feet are trying to find that firm foundation, that suddenly that little encouragement, that little bit of a push, that little bit of, yes, rock placed underneath our feet so that we can again step up and to recognize that we are not floundering, but on a firm foundation. You see, that's what this lesson is. It's showing us. And there was a reason why both of these were smashed together. If we left and just did one or the other of these two gospel lessons, you would have a totally different understanding about what in the world Jesus was trying to get through to his disciples. For this, we come to know that even those that were closest to him had no idea what his ministry was going to be about, but they knew who they could put their trust in, and that was that one that was the teacher that was before him, the one that they claimed and called and realized that this was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. We get an opportunity, so blessed, thousands of years, a couple thousand years later, to look, to see, to experience, and to actually reflect upon how this wonderful Messiah has come into your life and my life. For one of the opportunities is you caught that. I hope you caught that because I spent way too much time on it. But did you see what the title of this sermon was? It's My Rock. It's my rock, for Jesus is the one who is the rock that we can continue to rely on. Jesus is the one that gives us that firm foundation. And Jesus is the one that allows us to be that foundation for others. So today, if you'd like to dig a little deeper, listen closely. Remember a time when you were sinking and just needed someone else to be your firm foundation. We have all had that moment in our life where it seems like the walls are just caving in upon us. And there becomes that person. That person that comes and gives us that right word, that right action at just the right time. The joy that we have, the gift that we have, the promise that we have is that we are able, because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to have one foot firmly planted on that solid rock that he provides and allows for that other foot to continually be in and amongst in this world and living in and amongst and around people, being that firm foundation for those who continue to take and need that little bit of help and encouragement at that very moment in their life. And that is what Jesus gives to us. And that is the firm foundation Jesus has built his church upon. His very being. Yes, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Amen. Almighty God, continue to be with us. Give us that understanding, O Lord, that you are the one that has created the foundation that we are able to take and build upon, to love upon, to be receivers of, so that we can continue to be in that certain knowledge that you are the one that has come into this world. In your name we do pray. Amen. We sing our song.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior.
Together, let us affirm our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of our offerings.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Let the water and the blood from thy riverside which flow
be of sin the double cure.
Cleanse me from its guilt. everything in my hand I bring
simply to that cross I cling. Nothing in my hand I bring simply to that cross I cling.
Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace.
While I to the fountain fly,
wash me, Savior, or I die.
Psalmist proclaims in Psalm 18, I love you, Lord, O my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, we remember those who have recently died. Erica Poole, Robert Essie, and Mike Hoy. O Lord, receive them into the arms of your eternal love. We pray that you would be with the family and the friends who grieve. May they always know the resurrection and the peace that passes all human understanding. Lord, in your mercy, We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list. And we silently pray to bring our own cares and concerns before you, Lord. And for those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion, Lane and Sherry Peterson and the Hokinson family, Lord, in your mercy, gracious God, we continue to pray for the people in Maui that are facing the challenges of a real sense of loss. Be with them as they go about trying to put their lives together. Be with those who are being those helping hands, those that are searching, those that are feeding, and those that are just giving comfort. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, you are our rock and our salvation. Give us your strength as we face the challenges that come to us this week. Help us to know that no matter what, you are there, giving us what we need in that moment of our lives. Help us to listen to your words as we join our voices together to pray the prayer that Jesus has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
And now receive the blessing this night. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand as you are able as we sing our closing song.
I put my feet on the rock and my name on the roll. When it's cold up yonder, I won't worry about my soul. I know my home is waiting, and it's something to behold. I put my feet on the rock, and my name on the roll. If you never heard the gospel spread like that before, you know the message comes in many ways. Those simple words of wisdom can open heaven's door. So every time I get the chance, I say, put your feet on the rock and your name on the roll. So when it's called up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting, and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock, and your name on the roll. Put your feet on the rock, your name on the roll. So every night up yonder, you won't worry about your soul. You know your home is waiting, and it's something to behold. So put your feet on the rock, your
your name on the roll. Yeah, put your feet on the rock. Your name on the roll.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Your name on the roll, yeah.